Okay, I will be reading Isaiah 63, verse 7 through 9. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, "Surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely," and he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you all had a wonderful Christmas as we celebrate the first Sunday after Christmas here at Whitmer Heights now and look into the new year in 2020. And thank you to the worship team for that beautiful worship music preparing us. Well, the theme, as was noted, is the power of looking back in remembrance. And not just looking back in order to stay stuck in the past, but actually reflecting on how looking back and remembering can actually help us to move forward better. So I was thinking about some examples of how looking back can help us to move forward a little bit better. Sometimes there's phrases that aren't very helpful that I hear as a chaplain. We actually have a whiteboard of phrases not to say when someone's in a hard time. But one of them is, the past is over, and there's no reason for you to look back. Just move forward. That's on the list of things not to say. And why do we think that that's not a very helpful phrase? Well, the reality is that sometimes we need to go back to the past. We need to go back to those places of struggle or those places of joy. Sometimes we have to recognize patterns in the past that haven't been helpful to help us move better into the future better. I'm really interested in family systems theory, Bowen family systems theory. But the basic idea is that in order for us to be the most healthy functioning people that we can be, whether it's in communication or just in relationships, we really need to dig into our family systems. And I'm not just talking about immediate family. I'm talking about going back, like, you know, generations sometimes. And the whole thought is that our patterns in our families repeat themselves often. And so the more that we can go back and explore and stay curious, it'll help us to be healthier moving forward in our families. Looking back is also a great opportunity to laugh sometimes. All the funny mistakes in the past that we make, you know, like putting golf balls in the dishwasher to clean them. These memories are just funny. And they're especially funny when they're shared with us to laugh about. They put a smile on our face when we can just look back and laugh a little bit. That's from Dave Swirley, if you didn't know. So I'm really interested in this whole idea of how we look back. And this morning we're thinking as well about how we look back to God's faithfulness. And how does that help us to move forward into 2020? To bring it home to an example that literally just happened this morning for me, by the grace of God, I somehow got out of bed early to go for an early morning run at like 6 a.m. As hard as it was to get out of bed this morning, part of what helped me to get out of bed was my memory, both my muscle memory and the memories that I've had in the past. And what are those memories? The memory is that as hard as it is right now to get up, I remember from the past that I have a lot of endorphins that start to kick in after the run. And those memories actually helped me to get up and go for a run this morning. And so it just the example is, there's lots of them, that going back and remembering is not just to stay stuck in the past, it actually helps us to move forward better into the future. In the daily hustle and bustle of life, especially right now over Christmas and the holidays, it can be easy to forget, to slow down, to remember, as we sang these songs this morning, why we celebrate this season. We need reminded this morning of why we are here in the first place. And that's what the prophet Isaiah is trying to do in our text this morning. It's all about reminders for Isaiah. And not just reminders to stay stuck in the past. No, it's reminders so that the community can move forward more faithfully. Sometimes history gets a bad rap. It's just a bunch of dates and facts. And I was a history major. I heard that. But no, the whole point of appreciating history is so that we recognize that it's living history right now, and how do we move forward better by appreciating where we've come from? That's what Isaiah is trying to do here. Remember who you are. Remember where you've come from. Remember who Yahweh is and what Yahweh has done first and foremost for you. Remember, remember. Verse 7 reads this: I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel that he has shown them, according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. What does the prophet want them to remember? Well, the most climax event in Israel's history that they're most often called back to remember is the deliverance from slavery, from Egypt, and God's faithful leading them into the promised land. In all of the times of exile and capture and struggle, all the times of Israel's unfaithfulness, the most often story that they are called back to remember is Yahweh's act of saving them from slavery and into freedom. And even long before this is written, the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah here is even now pointing towards Jesus and how Yahweh has worked in the past and how God will ultimately work into the future to save them. And what Isaiah is doing here is what we just did today in our worship. Isaiah is doing a liturgy, okay? Liturgy is, if you go to beautiful readings and responses and song of responses, our call to worship, our songs, these are liturgical acts. We don't do quite as much liturgy in like the Low Church Mennonite tradition. We were just talking about this morning. A lot of the Christmas Eve services that we go to in the Catholic tradition or the Episcopalian tradition or in the High Church Lutheran tradition, they're high liturgical worship experiences. And it's nice to get that once in a while a little bit, for me personally. But what Isaiah here is doing, he's inviting the community into a liturgical act of remembrance. Remember, Israel, where you have come from and what God has done for you. Remember the gracious acts of God and mercy. And it's like a psalm here, really. Psalms are liturgical remembrances of what Yahweh has done. And the people hear what, and they remember what Yahweh has done for them. The prophet calls out in verse 7, I will bring to remembrance the loving kindness of Yahweh. And so just as we sang songs this morning, and as Shelby led us in a call to worship, as Mia read this scripture, they were all acts of remembrance, ultimately. Remembering who God is first and what God has done for us. Israel needed reminders, and guess what? I need a reminder every day, and many of us need reminding because we're forgetful people. There's a reason that church is once a week. We come here to be reminded. I love that idea of church, first and foremost, a place to come and be reminded and to worship. See, the reality is Israel had forgotten what the prophet's vision, Isaiah, was, and what God's vision for creation was, a vision of shalom. Shalom meaning the most whole, fullness, understanding of peace. Right relationship with God, others, ourself, and even creation. Israel had forgotten that vision of how to walk in the ways of Yahweh, into the ways of shalom. And so, how do you bring them back to the vision? Remind them of who God is and what God has done for them and who God is calling them to be. And we read, it was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. Celebrating God in the midst of the community. It's a reminder for Israel that the very presence of Yahweh has saved them, has redeemed them. And again, it's a beautiful picture into the future of Emmanuel, God with us, his presence that saved them. In God's faithful love, God has redeemed the world and is redeeming us each day. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. To remember is what we have done here at Christmas time as well. One tradition that we have in my family growing up, before we would open presents, my dad would always read, and just did it this last time too, would read the Luke 2 story. Luke chapter 2, 1 to 20. A very simple tradition of reading the Christmas story before we would open presents, but a very powerful tradition the more I think about it. We could just jump right into opening the gifts, but we pause first to remember the story. Even though it's a story we've heard so many times, we pause to remember. We are reminded of the story, God's very presence in the Christmas story, of God's very presence in the vulnerable, fragile body of a newborn. We are reminded of that story, and we ask how that story impacts and forms us right now. We remember the story that this Jesus did not just come for us, but for the whole world. And we join in that story of telling it. I think about the early Anabaptist Christians in the 1500s and 1600s, of what that first Christmas as a church that was under attack, that had to go underground. What was it like for them to tell the story, to remember the story, and to know that they were being persecuted for the story that they believed in? To practice adult baptism, to know that they would be killed because it was a heresy against the state, and it was a theological heresy. What was it like for the early Anabaptists to remember and to practice following Jesus in the midst of persecution? And how does that shape who we are moving forward? This is the last Sunday in 2019. Can you believe it? Does anyone feel like the year has gone fast? It's hard to believe. And it's often at this time of the year that we look back. On social media, it's the best movies of the year. It's the best musical albums of the year. From Lizzo to Big Thief. Does anybody know those artists? Okay, Nate knows Lizzo. All right, I just saw that. The best musical albums of the year, from Lizzo to Big Thief. I didn't know any of them. So I am completely out of it. But and not just of the year, but now it's of the last 10 years. It's of the decade. So who are the top male and female athletes of the decade even? It's this time of looking back and remembering. It's this time of reflecting and trying to think about what are the highlights. This past December at Ann Barshinger, I had the privilege to help plan a service of remembrance. There's that remember word again. And it was a pretty sober experience. They actually, in the 6 years that Ann Barshinger has been around, they never did a service of remembrance for all of the patients that came through that died. But it was over 300 people that had died at Ann Barshinger in the past 6 months. That's over 600 in a year of patients that have been cared for that are no longer here. But the service of remembrance was powerful. And I, one of the things I tried to explain is that there's many reasons why we do this. Yes, we first and foremost want to remember the patients and their lives and their families and the beautiful people that they were and how they touched us. But it's more than that too. By taking the time to look back and remember and share stories and cry and laugh, we're doing something profoundly important for the future, because it's helping everyone to care better for the future as well. It's eliminating the possibility of compassion fatigue and burnout, because it's giving that space to acknowledge loss. It's not just about the past. This is helping us to care better for the future. And as we look back on our own years, past year, or the past 10 years, we look back to the places of joy, the places of sorrow, places of good times and places of hard times. Graduations, celebrations, weddings, births, adoptions. Times of remembering God's faithful love to us and also recognizing times that are just really hard. And what the service of remembrance really highlighted for me is that we don't just look back to look back or just to for the sake of remembering. But we look back and remember how God was present in all those different things in order to help us move into the future better. Remembering, we are loved by God. It's the same thing that the prophet Isaiah was telling Israel to get back to the vision of shalom. And it's the same basic message this morning for us. We are loved by the everlasting love and mercy of God, known most fully in Jesus the Christ. Born a babe, showed us the best way to live shalom, died on the cross for the salvation of the world, and rose again into new life, offering that same new life for each of us, the new creation. That's what we remember this morning, in order to help us move forward better into 2020. Next Sunday, Eastern Mennonite Missions President Jerry Keener is going to be here preaching. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool to start 2020 off with someone from EMM coming. So, an organization that thinks about and puts resourcing into the mission of God, sending people to join in God's mission. But over the last 20 years of EMM, there's been a shift in how they've thought about mission. It's not just now missionaries go around the world to serve, but the understanding of mission has been everyone joining God in mission, wherever we are. And so as we think about this, remembering in order to move forward better, and then next week with Jerry coming, I invite us to think about how are we moving forward into God's mission in 2020, being transformed along the way. And as we move into 2020, as we remember back and move forward, I think our focus statement is such a good statement to propel us forward. It reads, "All creation sings the praises of our God, who is faithful and just. So let us join our voices and rejoice, proclaiming the glory of our Lord, proclaiming the coming of Emmanuel. God is with us as we move into 2020. Thanks be to God, we don't walk this road alone. We have an amazing community here too. So, Whitmer Heights, it's time to get a move on. Mercy Remembered, moving us forward. Let's pray. The same message, Lord, that the prophet Isaiah was sharing, we join in this morning. This message of remember. Remember Yahweh, God's faithful, everlasting love that saves us. This morning, as we reflect back in our year, Lord, places of celebration, places of challenge, we also remember that you walked with us through each of it. And may that help to propel us forward into 2020, continuing to remember, continuing to join you in your mission. Thank you for this reminder to sing praises to you, Lord, to give you the glory and the praise. We give you thanks for your faithful love to us, Jesus. Amen.